In the lead up to the flu season, Australia is experiencing a shortage of vaccines for the common virus. Many remaining vaccines are being saved for at-risk individuals, while the medical community implores people not to worry. Victor Petrovich has the story.
Suppliers of vaccines for the influenza virus have been asked to make an extra 800,000 doses as Australians rush to get themselves vaccinated. Some patients have been sent away from their pharmacies and general practitioners as doses are being saved for at-risk groups such as those over 65 and people with terminal illnesses and asthma. Dr. Tony Bartone, the president of the Australian Medical Association, thinks there are a few reasons for the shortage.
Over the last few weeks or so, there's been anecdotal reports initially, but now it's quite clear that there is a significant shortage of supply of the flu vaccination. It really is borne out by two things in particular: the success of the government's own marketing campaign in terms of warning everybody about the dangers of influenza and the need to be vaccinated, and obviously, of course, on the back of last year's significant epidemic, which saw over 250,000 cases reported of influenza across the country.
This kind of shortage is not completely out of the ordinary. That is according to Chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners in Queensland, Dr. Bruce Willett.
This is a problem to some extent every year because it's very difficult for the various state health departments to match the vaccine requirements for all the providers around the place evenly. But this year it's been a lot worse because we've seen a big upturn in the number of vaccine that have been delivered. And additionally, this year there's been a supply problem for the whole system.
Dr. Willett believes that issues in the supply chain for the flu vaccine have also contributed to the shortage.
I think it's a supply issue that it's just that there's been a lot more vaccines given. The trouble is with flu, unlike other vaccines, is that there's a new one each year. So everybody in the system tries to avoid over-ordering them because at the end of the flu vaccination season, they're no good. So practices, state health departments and the Commonwealth will try and, as close as they can, match supply and demand to avoid having a lot of wastage.
Despite these issues, Dr. Tony Bartone believes that the shortage will only have an impact on the time of year that people end up getting themselves vaccinated.
The only downside to all of that is that some people, there's been an opportunity cost to their request for looking for the immunisation. That is that some people go in looking for it or ask to be immunised and then they say it's not available and then they forget about it, they overlook it. They put it down to the bottom of the list and suddenly it's August and they realise they haven't had their vaccination. So that's the only downside risk to the lack of supply at the moment. You don't want to go to the well and find that there's no water.
Dr. Bruce Willett believes that in fact the shortage we are currently experiencing in flu vaccines could be a good sign for disease prevention.
In terms of we've had a much higher flu vaccination rate this year than usual. And that has to be a good thing. So we'll see a lot more Australians protected against flu. And we generally have several thousand deaths from flu every year. So the higher the vaccination rate, the better. And so the fact that we're having a higher vaccination rate this year has got to be a good thing.
And is that sort of a direct response to last year's flu season?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it is partly a response to the fact that we had a really bad flu season last year, and there's been a lot of media about this year about when you should have your flu shot, and I think those two things have combined. And there's been also a lot of media about whether or not you should have the 3-strain or the 4-strain. So I think it in general has increased awareness. There's a little bit of concern because often if we have a few good years, it means that there's not much flu. It means that sometimes that the population immunity has dropped a bit, and so often it's when we've had a few good years that we're more vulnerable to having a bad year. So that is a problem, that we often see higher vaccination rates after a bad year, but it's actually after the good years that we really need people to be thinking of vaccinating.
Chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Queensland, Bruce Willett, ending that report by Victor Petrovich.